Hey everybody, Pastor Stephen Anderson here from Faithful Word Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona, with another Trinity moment proving that the Trinity is biblical and that oneness Pentecostalism or modalism is a lie. John chapter 7, verse 16, Jesus answered them and said, "My doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me. If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself." So the Bible's pretty clear here that Jesus Christ is not speaking of himself. The doctrine is not his, but it's the doctrine of him that sent him, meaning he's taking the doctrine from God the Father and teaching it. Okay, now if Jesus and God the Father were the same person, then this verse would make absolutely no sense, okay? Because if he says, well, the doctrine's not mine, it's his that sent me. Well, if he sent himself, then that makes zero sense. But if the Trinity is true, and God the Father sent Jesus, sent his Son to be the Savior of the world, then this verse makes perfect sense. The Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world, so the Son received the doctrine from the Father. Now, this doesn't take away from the divinity of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is God. Hebrews 1:8 says, "Unto the Son he saith, Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever." The Father is God, the Son is God, the Holy Ghost is God. These three are one. Three persons, one God. That's what the Trinity teaches. But modalism or oneness makes zero sense, and it flies in the face of literally hundreds of scriptures in the New Testament.